At a guess, 90% of neuroscientists and an even higher percentage of researchers in artificial intelligence, AI, believe in these ideas. Therefore, you can see the power of naive realism. Yet from another angle, AI is making an obvious mistake. When you ask your computer to translate a page of German into English, a translator program can do it almost instantly. Does this mean that your computer knows German? Of course not. The artificial imitation of thinking isn't the real thing. The translator program does its job by matching words and phrases to a dictionary. Someone who knows German doesn't do this at all. Thinking requires a mind, period. Even though two facts about the brain are true, to say that the brain creates the mind and that computers and brains are the same isn't automatically true. These are simply assumptions, and naive realism is full of other assumptions that get accepted without being examined. Unexamined assumptions make it harder to untangle the thorny mystery of design. But the assumptions are still there, even if swept under the carpet. Because naive realism only looks at reality as given, it discounts the role that mind plays. Many AI experts believe that a translator program turning Guten Morgen into Good Morning is the equivalent of performing a mental action, and therefore, the resemblance to a human mind is proved. But if mind is actually the leading player in the universe, naive realism is totally off base, no matter how many scientists believe in it. The mind-like behavior of the cosmos has been cropping up frequently in our discussion. Now we're ready to confront its greatest challenger, which is randomness. Randomness implies having no purpose, yet the two are not the same, as we will show in relation to quantum activity. If the universe is totally random and with no purpose, all possibility of finding design will fail. On the other hand, if there is some way to make peace with randomness, as quantum theory attempts to do, the cosmos inches closer to acting like a mind. Not just that, but a human mind. As you sit in a chair dangling your feet, they move more or less randomly. When you get up to go to the refrigerator for a snack, your feet move purposefully. This gives us the simplest and yet most profound clue. Randomness and design cooperate with each other, in nature, in our bodies, in our thoughts. Let's see if this insight is enough to pry open the tight grip that pure chance holds on the practice of science.